Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Justin Persia.
Stop it, Schneike. Just go work on the bike. Go do something on the bike, you grease ball. All right. Hey,
that's
Justin.
What we get. Grease monkey, grease ball.
Justin Barsha, second time King of Bercy. Congratulations. And you made it exciting, you and Trey Kennard, fourth and fifth gate picks.
Too exciting. Way too exciting for me. We were on the way outside and we didn't make the start happen, that's for sure. We both fought our way through the pack and made some crazy passes. Luckily, we didn't go down, but there was some crazy riding, all around the race. But we pushed it all the way to the front, and then kind of did a train from there. He wasn't able to get close enough in the Joker lane, and that's pretty much how the race went. Just kind of a train.
You were doing the math in your head, I imagine, though. You were like, "Hey, I'm okay. I don't need to try to kill myself."
I wanted to win pretty bad.
Because you're Justin Barsha.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to win, but, I was pushing it, but definitely not over my head to hurt myself. But, we were going so fast that, like, the whole, Genoa last weekend and this weekend, we were going so fast and so close. It's like, you can throw a rope between us. It was pretty wild. But
hey, first lap, you went into the tunnel ahead of Kennard, I believe, and somewhere out the back, he came out in front of you.
Yes, and it was so crazy, I don't even remember what happened. Okay. I know there was just a bunch of us in a pack, and I think I might have went outside, he went inside. I passed two guys, and then he passed three guys, so it was kind of wild.
At one point he was third, you were like fifth and sixth, and there was a couple slower guys in front of you.
Yeah.
Was it panic time a little bit?
I knew I had to make my moves because, our speed's so close, and if he got away right away and I was in the back, it would have been almost impossible to even, put up a fight. So at least I put up a fight, and it was a great race. Trey rode real good. The tension all weekend was up there. Teammates, block passes, and, everyone sees my passes, but he stuck it in on me a few times pretty hard on the weekend. So
right.
In the back tunnel, he got me a couple times. So tension was high, but we leave that here. We'll go home and hopefully kick ass in the Supercross season.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Bercy and Barsha without something going on, whether it's a European rider or your teammate.
Yeah.
I understand, though, Dan did have a little bit of words with both of you guys.
I said, he came over after the race, and I said, what do you think? Was it too much? And he said, it was almost too much, and I said, perfect. So for me, that's great. I don't have to ask permission to make a nice block pass on anyone. That's racing, and I like the excitement factor. If Trey would have went down, it would have been a way different story, and, I would have felt real bad about that. So, but I knew what I was doing, and I made a good pass, and it was awesome.
Hey, fans seem to be, they were booing you and throwing garbage at you. I felt like this year they were cheering you. In that last main event, they were watching your move through the pack.
Yeah, fans were great this year. First night, they were awesome. Second night, they were even awesome. And third night, they were a little more quiet, but still great. And the fans were great to me this year. I didn't get any boos, I don't think. At least I could hear, because they were awesome. So it was good.
And you lost your front end in the elimination races, and Trey plows into you. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I lost my front end twice. It got really slick today and dry. So, yeah. I need to, that's good about this race. We kind of learn some stuff, and we'll go home and be like, yeah, maybe we need to work on some tires or some forks or something like that. So it's good.
And Genoa, the whole experience in Europe, fun? You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. It's been a long, almost 2 weeks, so I'm ready to get back on U.S. soil and regroup a little and get back to work.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I really feel like we became buddies this weekend. Can I get your cell phone number?
Yeah, I think we might be able to exchange digits, maybe see what happens. Maybe you buy me dinner or something.
All right, thanks again.
Thanks.